Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Know-How is brought to you by the new Squarespace. Squarespace introduces a new content management system, making it faster and easier to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. Plus, more than 50 new features, including mobile responsive designs. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code KNOWHOW10. And by Hover.com. Hover is the reliable domain name registration and management service that's simple, honest, and easy to use. For exceptional customer support and 10% off your new domain name, go to Hover.com/KNOWHOW and use the offer code KNOWHOW.
We're going to do a really crazy project today. You're going to save a whole bunch of money because today you'll know how to stay connected without a cell phone. Kind of.
I'm filling in for Leo, though.
Yeah, you are. Welcome to Know How.
Also, Leo doesn't sound anything like that.
But it does. He's about that short.
He doesn't bounce on his toes. Or
anyway, this is Tom Merritt.
Hi.
You might know Tom Merritt from shows like Tech News Today, Sword and Laser, and all kinds of things.
On the internet.
Yes, he's on the internet. We also sit over there on another show called
Tech. You can't see that, but we do.
No.
It's right over there.
If you've ever wanted to know spatial relationships on the set, by the way, the Tech News Today set's over there.
It's a very short stone's throw.
Yes.
Like an underhand stone toss.
Something like that. So again, like, as Tom is saying, if you're in the audience, tossing stones at us is not appreciated. But anyway,
we'll
I'm Aya's...
get better, we promise.
I'm Aya's Akhtar, by the way, if you've been wondering who the heck this guy is talking this whole time. This is the show where we show you all kinds of fun how-to projects. And this is a crazy project that every time I mentioned it on TNT, like I don't have a cell phone, people start wondering, first, why and how. So this is just a crazy project that you can do yourself if you want. It makes things a little bit more complex. But
now, here's the thing. I called Iaz on a telephone number and yet talked to him, and he said, no, I don't have a cell phone. I'm like, how is that possible? I just called you. I left you messages. I sent you text messages. You're lying. You were lying.
I'm not lying. Now, if you've watched other episodes of Know How, you guys know that I've dropped my landline. I've replaced it with an Ooma plus Skype solution. But I've also dropped my cell phone plan because I don't want to pay $100 a month to get phone calls because I hardly make them. What I use this stuff for is data. That's really what I want all the time.
You know, being really cheap is the mother of invention.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, I don't know how cheap it is, but monthly costs are down. First thing you need with something like this, by the way, as Tom mentioned, he was able to call me. You need a phone number, okay? How are you going to get a phone number? I suggest using something called Google Voice. I know you guys have tried Google Voice, right? Tell me about Google Voice, right?
So that's how you're able to get a phone number. Google Voice gives you a free phone number, and then that phone number forwards everywhere, correct?
That's right.
And I could. Is there a restriction on where I can have it forward to? Can it go to my instant messenger? Can it, you know, can it go to my Skype? Can it go? Obviously, it goes to phones, but
there's all.
How does that work if you don't have a phone? The idea with Google Voice is you're supposed to send it from a phone to a phone.
Okay, so if you have Google Voice, what you could do is you can set it up, connect it with Skype if you want to. That's the way I do it. You can also connect it to your Google Talk account. So what that lets you do, if you have the right...
So it does go to Instant Messenger.
It does go to IM.
Just joking.
It's a real thing right now. And of course, if you're going to have one of these, you're going to need a mobile device and a hotspot. These are the two things you're going to have to carry around all the time because you're giving up your cell phone.
So you need a device, like an iPod Touch or a tablet.
Uh-oh. That design is kind of similar. It's very ergonomic, Tom.
A hot spot. Something giving you a little connection. All right. So that's your internet, your connection to the outside world and the device with which you talk on.
That's pretty much it. That's all you need to carry around these days if you want to get data only. So once you have that Google Voice number, you set it up. You can get a custom number. You can spell your name in there if you want to. It's free to set up. Right now, it's in the U.S. only. It does not receive MMSs. I keep getting IMs from people saying, hey, did you get my text? And the answer is no, because it's an MMS, and you can't see those. It's kind of a downside when it comes to Google Voice. But
not every phone service gives you MMS. You have to pay extra a lot of times for that.
Yeah, so. But you tried to send me an MMS the other day.
But I've also done the same thing to my brother, who has an actual phone, but it's a prepaid phone, doesn't have MMS service. So kind of living at least in the same arena.
Now, what cracks me up entirely, by the way, is I've been doing this for about 3 years. Okay, this has been a very long project for me that I've been doing, and it's way easier now than it used to be. Okay, back when I was a kid, there was no Google Voice app for iOS. This was not a thing, okay, because it would duplicate functionality. But now there is a Google Voice app, and it will show you text messages when you receive them. There'll be push notifications, because there weren't push notifications way back when.
And you were trying to do this on an iPod Touch back before there was background apps. So Skype wouldn't run in the background.
You want to receive a call? It's a very strange conglomeration of events that have to be set up if you want to be able to receive calls. But yeah, Skype was a downside because it was not running in the background. I waited for that update. Now Skype runs in the background. So again, way easier. Super easy to run Skype in the background attached to Google Voice. I'll explain how that works in just a second.
All right, so let's go back here. I've got a device, and we're going to talk about which devices, but an iPod Touch, a tablet, some kind of wireless device. It's not a phone. Mm-hmm. And I've got a connection. I've got a hotspot. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. But I've got my Google Voice number. Now what do I need to do to use the Google Voice number?
All right, you go to Google Voice. You set up the account. You get your phone number, right? That's really simple. Now, you're going to need an application on your device. Now, I have a slew of devices here right now. These are all devices I've used to receive texts and send texts. If you're looking at this, there's actually an Amazon Kindle here, which had an experimental...
That shouldn't be there. What's that doing there?
This has an experimental browser. It is one of the most hideous experiences I've ever used, but this Kindle happens to have 3G. It's one of the old versions of the Kindle that accesses the web
anywhere.
You're
not saying you can use Google Voice on that.
You can. It's really, really difficult, but you can. You can't hear the calls or anything, but you can send texts through voice.google.com.
I was like, it's not very useful if you can't hear the calls. No, but if you just needed to make text messages.
You could do it there. With the Nexus, you could do it. And actually, this is an old iPhone 3G. Now, it doesn't have a plan. There's no SIM card in this, but it's obviously very handy as a phone because it has like an earpiece. Now, this is the little ear speaker.
Oh, the speaker to the ear. That's what
right.
they call that.
When you hold it to your ear, right? Now, if you have, I don't know, a Nexus 7 or an iPad or something, one of the problems is you don't have an earpiece. So every call you make is a speakerphone call. So you might want to look into that.
Okay, so those are some of the device options. Now we've got a Google Voice app that actually can run on the web, so you can have it on a Kindle to do text messages. Mm-hmm. You can download it for iOS. You can download it for Android. Any other software we need?
Actually, there's Google Voice app for Android. Obviously, that exists. And there's Talkatone. Now, Talkatone is a free application that's available for iOS and Android. Now, the thing is free. It's ad-supported. So you might see an ad for Maybelline. That was the ad I saw when I was receiving and making
calls. Obviously, well-targeted.
Absolutely. I mean, that's makeup is very important, and you think these lashes are natural.
And why are we getting Talkatone? What does it do that Google Voice doesn't do?
Now, Talkatone will allow you to receive and make calls right from the application. So what you do is you have to go into your Google Voice settings, and we'll have a link to the actual way to do this. You go into your Google Voice settings, make sure that Google Talk can receive calls, because then you'll be able to receive calls on whatever device you have.
Okay, so we've got a device, it's running Google Voice, and then Talkatone is able to send calls to Google Talk, because you don't have any other kind of phone number to forward those to. I get it. How do I answer my phone? How do I take a call? How do I receive these calls?
Let's get to that right after Leo's got a message for us. I'm pretty sure. Where is that Laporte? Is he available? Does he have something furry with him?
I've got a new co-host. I'm sorry, but I've replaced you because he didn't kiss me enough, and Ozzy does. Hey, I didn't mean to interrupt Know How. I want you to continue on, but before you do, can I show you a little bit? You know how to do a great website, huh? Do you know how? I know how. Squarespace.com. Everything you need to achieve an exceptional website. Like Ozzy the dog's website. All you need, it's hosting and software. All you need is an idea, is some content. Maybe you're a photographer and you need a portfolio site, or you an artist and you want to show off your goods, Squarespace.com. Take a look. If you visit Squarespace.com, first of all, I love this in a sponsor, and all our sponsors do this, they will let you try it for free. No credit card, anything. Just go to squarespace.com, click get started. 14 days free. You pick your template. So many beautiful templates. If you're a photographer, pick one of the portfolio templates. Actually, let's take a look at an example site using this Avenue template. Look at that. Beautiful for a photographer. Simple, clean. The pictures take the front. But this is just the starting point. This is just the starting point. With Squarespace, you can customize to your heart's content. It lets you drag and drop, point and click to your way to a unique and beautiful website. And by the way, if you do happen to be a web developer, you know, HTML5 or CSS3, all those, you know, buzzword technologies, Squarespace will let you do that too. They have a code editor that does syntax coloring and all that stuff. So you really, you have your choice. 2 weeks free. Just visit squarespace.com. You know, one of the things that they did, this new Squarespace just launched, and they had to launch a new Squarespace because the new thing is responsive design. See, when you put an image on your site, they make 7 different images so it looks great on any platform. That is, they needed to do basically an entire rewrite to make that work. But now, you know, you design your site, you make it look beautiful, and then Squarespace takes care of the details of resizing it to fit the platform. You just make it look great. Squarespace does the rest. Always secure because they always keep it up to date. You can import all your data from existing blogs or export it back out. You're never trapped. And they attach to Flickr and Twitter and Facebook. They have widgets for all of the social media, Google Maps. I mean, it really is. The whole idea is it gets out of the way and lets you create. That's what you do, right? Why should you become a web wizard when what you really just want is a website? The new Squarespace is here. It makes it easier and better and prettier than ever before. Try it right now, free, squarespace.com. I don't even ask you to use our offer code. But if you decide to buy, that's when I want you to take a look at the great deal we're offering at Squarespace. The pricing is, by the way, already great out of the box. They've got basically 2 plans. They really simplified this. The standard plan, don't even look at that. Oh, pay no attention to that standard. Take a look at this, the unlimited plan. $16 a month when you buy a year. I'll tell you how you could save even more. And look what you get. Unlimited galleries, unlimited pages and blogs, unlimited bandwidth. So let's say suddenly you become this huge, you know, Richard Avedon photographer and everybody flocks your site. Doesn't cost you anything. No problem. And you cannot bring a Squarespace site down either. Unlimited storage, unlimited contributors. You could put the photo raw up there, you know? Well, I think 20 megabytes size limit on a on an individual file, as many as you want. So put the JPEG up there. Just fantastic. And when you buy a year's plan, they do the custom domain thing. They'll get you the custom domain free, and they'll hook it up to your Squarespace site for no charge. Now, let's make it even better. When you do want to buy, use our offer code, KnowHow10, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase. Make that a 1-year purchase, you'll save the most. Right, Ozzy? Right. He can do the math. How much do we save, Ozzy? 10%. That's right. But how do we get that 10%? You got to use the offer code. KnowHow10. KnowHow. And the number 10 for the 10th month.
Yeah.
What month is this?
October.
10th month, right?
Right.
KnowHow10. I'm sorry, I'm a little punchy. Squarespace.com. Try it today, and if you decide to buy, save 10% with KnowHow10. Back to you, Iaz.
He's a nice...
Well, thanks, Leo.
I'm not kissing you.
Well, yeah,
I don't care what you say.
Hey, listen, that's why Leo's got a different host today with Ozzy there.
You know, I use Squarespace for my books website, meritbooks.squarespace.com.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
How easy was it to set up?
It was actually incredibly easy because I had it set up in Squarespace 5, with my old book, and I just ported it over to Squarespace 6. It looks a lot better.
And meritbooks.squarespace.com is where people can find your latest book, which is called Chronology of Tech History.
Nonfiction.
It's nonfiction. That's the truth right there.
There it is, even non-reflective. All right, so we're going to talk about how to pick up the phone. Somebody's going to call you on your not phone,
yeah,
on your Google Voice number. Talkatone is going to help here.
Okay, so what you have to do, by the way, when you're doing any of these, make sure these apps are running in the background. So if you have... if you have an iPad...
they're not running in the background, they can't pick up the...
yeah, you're not going to be able to do anything. So if you're like me and try to conserve battery life and you turn off your other applications, you're never going to see anything. So make sure you have Talk to Tony either running in the background, or if you have Google Voice attached to something else, that'll help. But the thing is, Google Voice itself does not receive calls. Okay, so you need Talk to Tone if you want to receive calls or use another option.
Because Google Voice just forwards the calls.
That's right.
But it won't forward them to GTalk?
It'll send it to GTalk. That's if you have Talk to Tone.
Okay.
If you don't have Talk to
Tone is the one that's
you definitely
important.
Need to have Talk to Tone there. So I can actually make this. Right. Let's so make this run. Let's see what the heck's.
So you're gonna make a call from. Well, this is our
landline.
This is our Ring Central line.
Yeah.
And you're gonna call your Google Voice number, and it's going to ring on one of these seven devices.
Let me just get this phone number in.
Yeah. So, and you've got one of these connected. Which one's going to ring?
It'll be this iPad. This is the iPad I use all the time. Right now it's on Wi-Fi.
The iPad's on the local Wi-Fi
it's
here.
It's on the local Wi-Fi.
And that's the nice thing is you can be in any connection.
I don't know if you can hear that, but right now you can see this Talk Tone says I have a call. You can see that little notification there. If I want, I can answer this call and make a disaster happen with feedback. Hello?
Hello?
There it is. It's a speakerphone call.
To myself.
Yeah, so if I wanted to call myself, I can. So you can see right there. It does work as long as you have the app running in the background.
I admire the hackability of this solution because it costs me nothing.
Yeah, right now it's paid nothing.
If I got a little cash in my pocket and it's still going to cost me less than an actual phone, is there a way to make it easier?
There is. I love using Skype as my solution for this. Now, if you watch the other episode where we got rid of our landline, I use a combo of Skype and Uma to make all my landline calls. Now, I like paying for Skype because you get a phone number, so people you can give that one out if you want. It can make you can send and receive texts with it, although there's a charge there. And I found the quality of audio on Skype greater than that of Talk to Tone or anything on Google Voice. So I find that to be a better experience when I'm making calls. And that's also hooked up to that device because I also have Skype running on that. And I have a second phone number.
And you can still use Google Voice for your phone number and have it forward to Skype, or do you have to have a Skype number to do that?
If you have a Skype phone number, you can take your Google Voice number and forward to that.
Yeah.
You can even go into Skype and mask your number. When you call out from Skype, it'll show up as your Google Voice number if you do a couple of steps.
You know, I was doing that, and it worked fine when I was just talking to people, but I started doing calls into radio stations to go on the air, not just trolling them. It was a setup thing. And they were like, it's really choppy. It's not very consistent. It was good enough to talk to friends, but it wasn't good enough for the radio. So there you are talking
right
to your
now,
Skype.
Right now, I'm calling myself, and that's the Skype ringtone in the back. That means this is working. This does actually work. It's, again, a little bit on the wacky side when it comes to this. And I've really found with LTE, it's a lot faster than it used to be.
Now, we're throwing a lot of names and a lot of ideas at people here. You do a good job of collecting all this stuff in the show notes on the website.
Yeah, so if you've been wondering, okay, how exactly do I put all this together? Because you're talking about different kinds of applications. There's going to be different pieces of hardware you can use. We have all our show notes at twit.tv/KH. If I'm talking too fast in the end of the thing, you can just pause, you can rewind, you can download the episode all you want, and you can watch us in glorious HD if you want to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could. That's available at twit.tv/KH. All the show notes, on demand, anytime you want, including the older episodes. Because, by the way, folks wrote us in. They're like, how do I get episodes before episode 5? Because on iTunes, like the last 10 show up, go to twit.tv/KH. They're all right there.
Now, Bill Hicks says, it seems a little bit like pulling cars with horses, which I guess it can, especially when we're just talking about calls. But to me, one of the brilliances of this is you do all the jim-jammery with the calls so that you can get a better data system for yourself without having to pay the high price of a regular data connection. Well, so tell me how we're going to get data. Because to me, the idea of like using an old iPhone without paying for an iPhone plan or using an iPod Touch says you get all the great apps, you get all the great software. That's the benefit of this without having to pay so much. But how do we get that data connection?
Okay, so what I've been using for the past couple of years is a product called the MiFi. I know, Tom, you're used to these kinds of things. This turns a cellular connection into a Wi-Fi signal. So whatever device you have will be able to use this 3G signal over as Wi-Fi. And one of the things I like about Virgin Mobile is that you don't have to have a contract with these things. It's really funny. When I bought this is over $100. And right now, I believe you can get it new for under $60. If you want a refurb, I've seen them as low as $20 at this point.
That's crazy.
Just to buy the hardware. So you own this, by the way.
And that's actually just a backup to you. You know, you've probably got Wi-Fi at work. A lot of people do, maybe not everybody. Mm-hmm. There's Wi-Fi in McDonald's, there's Wi-Fi in coffee shops. You can find a lot of free data, so you can keep that as a minimum sort of like stopgap measure, right?
Yeah, and one of the crazy things is, you know, there used to be a time where like things like FaceTime didn't work on cellular. So I actually always had access to FaceTime, which I, by the way, I found very, very forgiving, even with really low quality data connections and data speeds. It was doing a better job than Skype at times handling audio connections. And as far as my eye device was concerned, that was Wi-Fi. No jailbreaking necessary.
You know, I used to use my wife's Android phone on my iPhone as a tethered hotspot to do just that, to get around the restriction of like, oh, you can't do that on 3G.
By the way, if you're like me and you know enough people and they kind of know your attitude when it comes to phone calls, most of my friends don't bother to try to call me anymore. They'll send me a text because there's some craziness there. But that's why we have all the phone numbers. It's for somebody who wants to be able to call you and contact you. That's why we did all that crazy setup at the beginning. Because again, like you were saying, Tom, I really want to, you know, check Twitter. I want to make sure my Kindle Whisper Sync is all set. I want to make sure all that stuff's always going. And if I need to take a call or make a text, I want to be able to do that.
My whole setup here, though, was, okay, we're going to put data on here, and it's going to be cheaper. If you're paying for one of these hotspots, is it actually cheaper? Like, how do you keep that cost down?
Okay, so Virgin Mobile...
none of this is worth it if we're not saving money.
The Virgin Mobile plans, if Colin, you can bring that back up, they're really, really low cost. $35 a month for some minutes. That's beyond talk. And it's unlimited data. They're claiming unlimited 4G speeds. I believe it gets throttled at 2.5 gigabytes, although I don't know if you're going to use 2.5 gigabytes per month. There's a $35 plan, $45 plan, and a $55 plan. These are actually pretty cheap. However, if you don't really care for Virgin Mobile because their coverage area might not be as great as something like Verizon, Verizon does have an option to buy your own hotspot. Their pricing is a little bit more expensive when it comes to buying the hardware outright, but you get access to Verizon's LTE network, which is absurd. Colin's showing right now the contract price. If you want to be under contract, it only costs you $20 for that hotspot. But if you change that
to... a two-year contract.
If you change it, it goes to $250. So you might want to do a cost-benefit analysis on your own to see, is it worth it to you? Do you want to pay that $80 a month, or do you want to just go with something as low cost as this?
But, Ayaz, why can't I just get an iPod Touch with a data connection? Then I could save all that money on the phone calls.
Well, you can't get an iPod Touch, but if you want iOS with a data connection, the best thing you can get is the iPad. It comes with your options of cellular service. And I got to say, I've got the Verizon iPad with LTE. It's really fast. And the other thing I love about it is the fact that you don't have to pay month to month if you don't want to. I used to work at home. I hardly ever had to have a data-connected device, and I don't have to pay for this every month. You can just discontinue service.
Was it like $15 a month, cheapest one?
$15, I think that's AT&T's. Verizon's is around $20 a month for about 2 gigabytes. Hardly ever use that much data. And the Verizon one, why I got to say I picked Verizon over AT&T, is that coverage area, and that's a hotspot for free. You can always connect other devices.
So you don't need to buy this thing because you've got it all in one.
I don't need to bother with this anymore. I wish there was a data-only handheld device. Unless your hands are gigantic, this is the only thing I see right now that has that.
You know, I've changed my mind, though. I don't want to pay anything for data.
Okay, how do you plan on doing that?
Can I get a hotspot that I don't have to pay anything for?
Maybe.
Yes, maybe. The answer is yes, Ayaz. You know this. Freedom Pop.
Oh, yeah, Freedom Pop. That's real now?
Yeah, it actually has launched. I think they're oversold, though. So it's the shipping information is saying, like, oh, it's going to be a little while longer. But the idea is you get 500 megabytes free a month. That's not a lot. But if we're talking about this idea of, like, oh, this is to kind of get you by when you're not at a place with a lot of Wi-Fi, it could work for you. If you've got Wi-Fi at home, Wi-Fi at work, this could work for you. 500 megabytes free. And you get to add to that when you recommend other people to the service. So if you can get your friends onto Freedom Pop with the referral code, then that kind of bulks you up as well.
That's right. I remember Freedom Pop. I was trying to look up if their coverage area is in Petaluma. It's not. I tried to look it up if it was in New York. It's not. So if you're a part of the lucky zip codes that have access to Freedom Pop,
Emeryville, California, apparently. Tony got one.
Then you'll get a delay message saying, we're out of Freedom Pop devices. They're supposed to be sending it to you for free. Again, 500 megabytes for free a month. There are other plans, $18 a month, $29 a month for 4 gigabytes a month. These are really low costs. Again, when you're getting texts and you're checking Twitter, like, this is not exactly super fast data. You don't need a crazy connection with that. So you could get away with a 3G connection if you want to. But when you're doing phone calls and things, you really want some serious speed.
All right, so you did this. You've lived like this. Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell us when we get back from the commercial if it's worth it.
Yeah, we got to a reality check right after Leo.
Hey, you know, earlier on the show, I told you how you get your own hosting and software with Squarespace. Now I'm going to tell you how to register all your domain names with Hover.com. Simplify domain management. It's the best support, best service. It's easy. They're Canadian, so they're nice. Hover.com. In fact, if you visit Hover.com/knowhow, you can right now, you can see how great Hover is. It's the whole idea of Hover is they want to make it easy. They want to make it simple. They want you to be able to register a domain without a lot of extra upselling and clicking. Pick your domain. They have all the top TLDs like .com, .net, .org, .tv, .pro, .mobi, .biz. And also country codes like CA, Asia, US, UK. They don't do hosting. And that's one of the things I like about Hover. They know their business. They know their business. Basically, you get domain forwarding, no charge Whois privacy. They've got very powerful domain management tools and DNS management tools, and that's it. You can do it for email. They don't do, do they do email hosting? No. I guess they do. They do. They do email hosting, email forwarding, web mail. So, but you don't have to do that. Hover is just a great, the whole point of Hover is they wanted to reinvent domain name and email management. And so they created a really great service with great telephone support. By the way, when you call during regular business hours, they guarantee you will not be put on hold. They will handle your problem. That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ask them about their concierge service that transfers your domains over to Hover. That's the easiest way to do it. By the way, on transfers, they've got a good deal. You pay $10 to transfer your domain name to Hover, but they automatically add a year. So it's a very, very good deal. You keep all the existing time and another year. So I gotta tell you, I don't use those other guys anymore. People ask me all the time, what do you use, Leo? Hover. When you use our offer code, by the way, KnowHow, you'll save 10% off your purchase. Register like 100 domain names, you'll save a lot. So it's hover.com/knowhow to find out more. And to save 10%, just use the offer code KnowHow. Hover. Domain name management that's simple, that's honest, that's pure. It's Canadian. Of course it's good. As pure as the snow from the Yukon. As pure as the thoughts in Ozzy's head. Because he really doesn't have any. Say hello, Ozzy. All right. He's not exactly a wonder dog, but he's mine. Now back to you, Ayaz Akhtar, and KnowHow.
I'm not exactly a wonder dog either, I gotta say.
You're always a wonder dog to me, Ayaz.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
In fact, I would call you a wonder dog because you tried this crazy stuff that we've been talking about. Now, it all works, and honestly, to me, part of the reason of doing it is to see if you can do it. You know, it's partly to save money, and it really does save money, but partly it's to see, like, hey, can I make all this crazy stuff work? You lived with it. What are the downsides?
Okay, so the downsides. All right, so the number one downside, let's start from the very top here. You always have to have two devices charged, okay? That's as simple as that sounds. You have to remember to either have two charges on you at all times, or even carry an extra battery around like I had to, that has had two USB ports to charge everything. So if your MiFi battery dies, then your tablet here, it really doesn't do a whole lot. If your tablet's dead and this is alive, again, you're without...
Well, at least you could try to find a Wi-Fi connection, but if you can't, you're... Yeah,
it's a little totally bit SLA. Cumbersome. You always have to keep two devices on you, and MiFis get hot. So if you're in your pockets, they get pretty darn hot when you're doing a lot of data transfer. So that's a little bit of a strange thing with that.
The iPad, you don't have to carry two devices. If you get the one with data connectivity, you can just slip it in your pocket, right?
Right. if you're willing to dedicate yourself to owning a MERS like I did, then iPad is fine. You can carry this around in a bag all the time or get a Scott E. Vest or one of those options. But then again, like I was saying, there is no ear speaker on this. So if there was, you'd be holding it like this, I'd imagine.
And that's true with a lot of these options.
A lot of these devices do not have that little speaker for your ear. If you get a Galaxy Player, that does have a little ear speaker. So you could have a different device. But an iPad is pretty good, except when you're trying to do things like move around freely. Because this is pretty large. I mean, unless you're, again, a giant, it's very difficult to carry around day to day. Or you have to keep bringing yourself these little earbuds with the little mic there so you could.
And those aren't compatible with every device you might have. They're good with iOS.
But. Right. So you make sure you never get rid of these. God, terrible. These are terrible earbuds.
They're not. They don't fit your ears. You need the new ones.
You got to like hold it in your ear, and you're kind of making sure you're talking to the mic because you don't want everybody to hear your calls.
And, of course, even with background operations, sometimes you weren't able to get calls.
Okay. Let's talk about this. This is fun. All right. So the MiFi and an iPod Touch. This is an old iPhone as an example. iPod Touch, for some reason, decides every now and then, or at least it used to. I don't know about the latest generation. It was assumed that it didn't need Wi-Fi for whatever reason. So it would start disconnecting from the hotspot, I don't know, every 15 minutes.
It's saving you battery life when it does that. Seriously. What it's doing is saying, is he streaming any video? No, he's not doing anything. Everything's just in background. Great, we'll shut off the Wi-Fi for now and save his battery life.
But when you're doing things like you're trying to receive a text, which could be super important, guess what happens? You're like, I didn't get that text, or there's a 15-minute delay, or you're actively checking for texts versus what a text is supposed to be when it pops up on your screen. I have found it totally different with my Nexus 7. My Nexus 7 constantly stays attached to Wi-Fi hotspots.
And that's why the battery life sucks.
The battery life is a little
it's
bit...
It's actually not too bad.
It's a little... Well, it's obviously a bigger device. It can handle different things. But I've always had a much better experience with my Android devices. Not so much my iOS devices when they stay tethered. So,
well, the iOS devices make a lot of decisions for you.
Right.
And they're not making those decisions with the idea that you're doing this crazy setup.
No, it's... There is no way any of these devices were built to do what I'm doing, because this is a little silly. Also, you have to keep all these applications running in the background. That eats up battery life. If you're running Android, I know sometimes you're running like 10 or 20 different things. You're like, oh, crud, I didn't turn off something. You start deleting things left and right. You accidentally turn off Skype. You're not getting your calls anymore. Same thing with iOS. You have to make sure these apps are always running in the background. And I've found with Skype, it eats up a lot of battery life because it's always checking. It's always pinging. And that's why I turned it off. So when Tom tried to call me up one day when the alarm was going off at Twit, what'd you get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Got nothing.
Got nothing. Because,
no IS.
Nope. I didn't get my call on my iPad.
It reminds me of 1999 when I got my first cell phone and I kept it on in my pocket off. And people were like, I'm trying to call you. I'm like, well, it's just for emergencies. I don't use it for taking calls. I'm away from my house. I only take calls in my house.
Oh, yeah. Another little silly thing. No, these things don't vibrate. So unless you can't hear them. So if you're at a theme park or you're at a concert or something and you have one of these devices.
As you always are.
This is what I do in my spare time, Tom. I'm always out where there's a large, loud.
Theme park eye, as we call them.
I like going to coasters. But the thing is, you can't hear the sound on these things because they're not meant to be super loud.
Yeah.
You can hear an iPad if you're in a nice, quiet room. But if you are out and about, it's not going to buzz or anything. So you might not get all your messages. So in your real life, it can be a bit strange because people are like, why didn't you get my text?
All right, so let's review. You need a device to make the calls on that's mm-hmm. cheap enough that it makes sense to buy and not buy a phone. You need an internet connection. Whether it's built in from the iPad, more likely you're going to get some kind of hotspot, maybe a Freedom Pop one that's free, maybe a prepaid one from Virgin, something to keep the cost down. Then you need to get a phone number from Google Voice. Have that run through Talkatone so that you can receive the calls, and then have the data connected, tethered, to your device. Downsides, you need to keep those two device charges charged if you do that. Some of the devices are just big. It's not as convenient as having a nice little small iPhone in your pocket. No ear speakers. That's the thing you hold up to your ear when you talk on the phone, so you have to use headphones. And connectivity isn't consistent because these devices aren't built to continually check for phone calls. And so battery-saving devices sometimes shut things off, meaning you don't get your calls.
But then again, if you're like me and you go from your home network and then you come to work and the Wi-Fi networks are strong, you don't really notice a blip. It's when you're mobile. This is when it becomes the biggest question. And again, if your coverage area is weird, that's another downside. If you have inconsistent speeds as you're going around, as you're walking, data connections might be not as forgiving. Skype, again, not as forgiving on the go. Your audio starts siloing. You get these weird things going on. There's pops and there's clicks. That's if you get a bad coverage area. But that's on 3G. So if you're at LTE, usually not a problem.
Yeah,
but
much better.
It's something you become very aware of as you're trying to make a phone call on these things. I suggest when you have to make a phone call, go find home Wi-Fi or find a very steady spot and just stand there. Don't move around. because you could lose your connection.
All right, so once again, remind people where they can go to find the links to all the stuff we talked about if they want to experiment, play around with some of this stuff.
If people want to know how to do this experiment, at least try it out for themselves, go to twit.tv/KH. Again, this is how you could live without a cell phone. You stay connected. There's some downsides, and you should let us know what your experience is if you decide to try it. Send us an email at knowhow@twit.tv or leave us a voicemail, 408-800-KNOW. Give us that call and let us know how you are doing. I mean, the thing is, if you got it to work better than I did, let me know, because this system is crazy. It's fun, and it's lots. You really should try this. Tell somebody you don't have a phone. Watch their face drop.
Well, and it's kind of impressive how you were able to make it work that I didn't really realize you didn't have a phone for the longest time.
Yeah, this is something. I didn't need an actual phone until I had to do something quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do anything very quietly when you're holding a giant iPad. So now that you know how... Wait, before we say know how. Tom, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. My pleasure.
You want to promote anything possibly
today?
Oh,
sure. I'll talk about the book again. I just wrote it, so I'm really proud. Chronology of Tech History. You can get it free on archive.org. Or go to meritbooks.squarespace.com if you want to buy a print copy or a Kindle copy or something like that.
See, one of my favorite things about this book, by the way, I have a short attention span. Now, if you're looking at this and you can see it...
Yeah, it's little chunks.
There's about each day, it's about almost like a little tweet on each thing. It's very short. It's a good book you can pick up and then put down. I enjoy things like this because, my attention span, very, very limited.
Perfect for you.
Perfect for me. So
Excellent. Thanks
for writing that book, and thanks for being on, Tom. Now that you know how to do all these crazy projects, go do it.